السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. All the نعم and bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided, keeps providing, and inshallah will provide until the last day. For us as a Muslim, it is our duty, our responsibility, our further to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every second. There shouldn't be any second in our life where our hearts is not connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remembering, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, when he was asked about remembering Allah, dhikr of Allah, and he said, afdalu dhikr, la ilaha illallah. The best amongst the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to remember the dhikr of kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. My dear brothers, we continue receiving blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are in the blessed month. And how quickly time passes. Before we blink, the Ramadan will be over. As we speak, we were here last Friday saying, inshallah, Ramadan is few hours away. That was my words last Friday. And here we are, five fastings have passed. We are on the fifth one today of the blessed month of Ramadan. And I feel like maybe it was only a day or two when we started Ramadan. That's how fast, how quickly the time passes. Before we know, we'll be talking about second week. Before we know, we'll be talking the last ashara. Amongst is the night of power. It's the night where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, better than 1,000 nights. خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ الشَّهْرِ. All these are ni'mah, all these are bounties. In another hand, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us. And amongst those warning is the famous hadith we've had it times again and again and again. From different ulamas, from different speakers. My question to myself is, it's not about how many times I've heard that hadith. How much has it affected me? How much of that hadith have I understood? Impacted me to understand what Allah wants from me? The hadith narrated by Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, where he said one day the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the masjid, and as he was climbing the minbar on the first step, he said, Ameen. On the second step, he said, Ameen. And on the third step, he said, Ameen. Now we think, yes, I've heard that so many times. It's not a story. It's not a text only to be read, to be heard from one ear and is out another ear. Behind this hadith, there is a serious warning that what took place on them three steps. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Sahaba saw that action, they thought maybe it is a new sunnah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it. So we should be doing it the same every time we go on the minbar, on the step, we say Ameen. After the Prophet ﷺ stepped down, the Sahaba asked him, Ya Rasulullah, we saw, we heard something different today. And the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said, yes. When I was climbing the minbar, Jibreel alayhi salam came to me. And he said three curses. This is how serious it is. Jibreel alayhi salam would not utter a word without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's understand where it's come from. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who sent Jibreel alayhi salam to go to the best of Allah's creation, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved his ummah to a point where on the day of Qiyamah, in fact before he was passing away, when Malikul Maut came to take the ruh of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was worried about what is going to happen to my ummah after I leave this world. He was worried about me and you. We are the one the Prophet ﷺ mentioned to the Sahaba, Ikhwani, my brothers. Those who have not seen the Prophet ﷺ but believed in him and loved him more than anything else. The Prophet Muhammad ﷺ on the day of Qiyamah, when he will be asked to enter Jannah, no one will be allowed to enter Jannah before the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. This is a love and a status Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. We are so honored that Allah has given us the chance to call ourselves the Ummah of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. The Imam of all Anbiya, the leader of all Anbiya and the Prophets. Even on the day of Qiyamah, he'll be asking, Ya Allah, if I go in, what's going to happen to my ummah? This is the level, how much he cares and how much he loves us. Then why did the Prophet ﷺ say, Ameen? It was a command of Allah. The curse came from Allah through Jibreel, the leader of angels. And he told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first one, that person should be doomed, cursed, who witness the month of Ramadan, the blessing month of Ramadan, and the month passes by and he does not achieve forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, let's not listen from one ear and take it out from another ear. Allah, our Creator, sent Jibreel alayhi salam, the leader of the Malaika, to the best of his creation, the Imam of Al-Anbiya. Say Ameen. For the curse that Allah has sent on that person who witnessed month of Ramadan and it ends without him achieving forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every night descends to the lowest level of Jannah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, is there anyone who wants forgiveness? I am willing to forgive them. It's only my foolishness. It's only a fool who cannot achieve what Allah is offering. A attain the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How sad that person is. That Allah's curse, Jibreel's curse, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's curse on that person. Why shouldn't he be doomed? If my Ramadan days are not better than the one before, then something is wrong with me. Where in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that Allah is not in need of that person's fasting who does not protect themselves from qawlu zur, foul language, bad actions, evil actions. I continue with the same bad habits that were there in Sha'ban. Then what have I gained? What have I changed? What has Ramadan impacted me? Has it made any difference to me? If the answer is no, then is something wrong with me, seriously. Let's ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from such curse. That the month ends and Allah has not forgiven my sins. While Allah was offering. Nowadays, the technology has reached to a point where you can share information instantly around the world. Forget the days of fax and for the days of posting. As soon as someone sees there is a 50% offer, there's 20% offer, there's such a percent offer, share with my friends and my families, at least they'll benefit. Instantly. Here Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that the blessed month is here. Allah is offering not 50%, not 60%, 100% forgiveness. Allah did not mention that who is willing to ask for forgiveness, I'm willing to forgive them 10% or 20%. Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. All Allah needs is for His servant to go to Him, to ask Him, to beg Him, because that is Allah. Allah mentioned in the Quran, أَدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. What more do we need? Let's read the Quran, we understand the Quran. We have kids here, mothers, that they come to learn. And I am so upset when a parent approaches me and asks me, when will my daughter or my son or my child finish the Quran? I say, can you explain to me what finish in your understanding is? I finish Quran every time from Alhamdu to Nas, and I start again and I finish again. So I don't know what you mean by finish. No, because I want them to finish so I can, you know, remove them from madrasa so they can concentrate on the dunya. Subhanallah. Is that it? For akhirah, is that it? So give me 2 weeks. I'll finish it. It's just finishing Quran, isn't it? It's not reading. And I said, unfortunately, I think your child is in the wrong madrasa. Maybe you'll have to find the madrasa which is title is coming here to finish your Quran as soon as possible. Because we are here to teach education, Islamic education. How can my child pray their salat when they don't even know how to pray salat? How can they do wudu when they don't even know how to do wudu? How can they differentiate in tahara when they don't even know what tahara means? Is he about just finishing Quran? Allah's words sent by Jibreel to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to reach us, where Allah says that my servant, when he reads the Quran, Allah listened to it. As is mentioned in Hadith Qudsi, when a servant reads Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah replies to that. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah replies to that. For every letter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to give us reward, ajr, sawab. We don't have a calculator to calculate how many harf letters I've read, but Allah has. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ameen on the curse that person who receives, who witnesses the month of Ramadan start and it ends without achieving forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should be cursed, he should be doomed." May Allah protect us. Wallahi, my dear brothers, we witness daily, weekly, monthly, our loved ones, our relatives, our friends, our neighbors, they live in this dunya. What guarantee do I have I will see the next Ramadan? I have one now. I'm not guaranteed will I'll finish it. How many we know people in our families who they wish, Allah, I wish I could fast. But for medical reasons, they can't. It's not because they don't want to. Their health does not allow them. But they wish they could fast. Let's not get to that point where we look back and say, hey Allah, I wish I could have done something. Time is ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How we spend it, we will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. How did you spend your youth? And that's a question Allah will ask. How did I spend my youth? When I had energy, had strength. We look around us. We have elders who they wish they could go on the ground and do sajda. They were a youth. They had all the strength at one time, a few years back. They wish they could do the sajda on the ground. But for medical reasons, they can't. We have young ones who through injuries, they can't. For those who Allah has given us the ability to do sujood to Allah, to do ruku to Allah, enjoy that moment, treasure that moment. As the Prophet ﷺ said, we are closest to Allah when we are in sujood. In this hadith, there was three ameen. The first one was regarding Ramadan. And I mentioned because we are in Ramadan. I'll quickly mention the other two and come back to the first one. And the second one, Jibreel alayhi salam mentioned that person should be cursed and doomed who finds both of his parents or one of them throughout his life. And they leave this dunya, his parents, they leave this dunya without him achieving Jannah through them. That is another serious curse from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Prophet and the Prophet alayhi salam said, Ameen. Some of us, our parents have already left this dunya. We will never see them again until the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah as well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, which day is going to be? يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ
وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ is the day where every person will be worried about themselves to a point even the mother will not have time for her children. And the children will have no time for their mother because every soul will be worried about themselves. What's going to happen to me? What Allah is going to decide about my future? Where am I going to go? Right or left? So for all those who are, our parents have left this dunya, we wish you say, Ya Allah, I wish I could spend one more minute with my parents. But they've gone forever. And for those who are still alive, take care of them, through them and the pleasure of Allah, through them and your Jannah. As the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Jannatu tahta aqdamil ummahat. Respect them, love them, look after them, take care of them. What goes around, there's an English say, what goes around, comes around. Today, we are young, they've grown old, weak. Don't worry, our time will come as well. We're heading the same direction. We'll have children and grandchildren. We're not going to stay strong forever. We're going to go weak as well. In Arabic, they say, "Kama tudinu tudan." What you give is what you get. May Allah protect us. Let's respect them, let's love them, so we receive the same. Because our children learn from us. If they see us disrespecting our parents, they say, okay, this is the normal then. So when we grow older, they do the same. Because you taught me. This is how you're behaving to your father. I'll do the same. And the third one, the curse, the Prophet ﷺ, which he said, Ameen on, is when the Prophet ﷺ, the Jibreel ﷺ mentioned that curse should be that person, doom that person is, who in front of them, or they hear your name, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mentioned, and they can't even be bothered to send salutation, durood upon you, Ya Rasulullah. When you hear the name of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, we're supposed to say sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the least, the easiest durood. And if I can't be bothered, then that curse comes on me. The words from Allah through Jibreel to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Three people were cursed in this hadith. Who hears the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's names and can't be bothered to say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And yet I say I love the Prophet. And the second one before that is the one who have both of their parents or one of them, and he doesn't attain pleasure of Allah or through them Jannah, then he deserves nothing better than to be cursed. Brother, inshallah, let's just move forward. I think there's brothers waiting out there. If you have any space in front of you, if you can just stand up just for a moment, please, brothers. If you can just stand up for half a minute to see any space in front of you. Just move forward and you can sit down, inshallah. Just fill the gaps, brothers. Just fill the gaps. There's brothers waiting at the door there. Let's move forward. Just move forward. Brother, there's space there. Just move forward, inshallah.
There's here.
One person there. Jazakallah, brothers. May Allah reward you, inshallah. So, brothers and sisters, I'll finish it by mentioning, for those who came later, my speech started on the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sent him with three curses, and they which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Amin on it. The first one, which the Prophet Muhammad, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said that it should be cursed, it should be doomed, that person who witnessed the blessed month of Ramadan, and the month ends before without him receiving forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are still in the month of Ramadan. We are still in the first week of Ramadan. And Shaitan is not here. So let's not blame him. We blamed him for 11 months. Allah took him away from us. There is no one else except to blame myself. Allah every night announces, is there anyone who wants forgiveness? I am willing. I'm offering. And if I can't be bothered to ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that curse is definitely suitable for me. If the month of Ramadan cannot change me, then I don't know what will change. I remember mentioning this during the COVID. I said, if this adab from Allah, this punishment from Allah will not change us to be a better person tomorrow, then I don't know what. And again, Allah has given us 3 Ramadan since then. And there is no guarantee that we'll witness another one except through the ni'mah and rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because how many people we know, they were with us last Ramadan, they're no longer in this dunya. They had the same feeling that inshallah, next Ramadan I will do this, next Ramadan I will do that, and they're no longer in this dunya. And it's going to be the same for us. None of us know when our last breath is going to be. Death does not have age limit. Let's not Shaitan fool us that only when you get after 60, then you depart from this dunya. We have witnessed children born few hours, they live, few years, they live, few days, they live. And we have witnessed also people living over 100. And when you hear somebody has hit the century, you said, oh, mashallah, we still have people hitting centuries nowadays? Because it's so surprised. And as the days go, as the years go past, the number of people living in this dunya is going to go less. So my dear brother, let's take the opportunity we have in our hand. This is a blessed month. Let's not this month pass without us attaining the pleasure of Allah and forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, we'll be doomed according to the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.